Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Here's President Trump from last night's announcement. The country can't take four more years of Biden. Boy, that's an understatement. Listen.
I will ensure that Joe Biden does not receive four more years in 2020. Can't do it. Our country could not take that. And I say that not in laughter. I say that in tears. Our country could not take four more years. It can only take so much. It's all very fragile to start off with. It can only take so much.
Only take so much. Yeah, I think we'd only take so much incoming damage. Anyway, here to analyze and talk about all the events in the last 24 hours and the last 2 years, Joe Concha, the Fox News media analyst star at the Fox News Channel, author of Come On, Man. Also, Mark Simone, host of the Top Morning Show on WOR in New York City, a friend as well. I welcome both of you to the program. So we've got 2 years under our belt of Biden, Mark Simone. We got 2 years left of this disaster. I don't think he knows what country he's in. I think we proved that this week. We know he doesn't know what leader he's talking to. So we have a president that's failing at a really high level. Here's my question. You know, I don't think anybody can predict with any level of certainty what this country is going to look like in 2 years. Do you think we can predict that?
Definitely not. They keep talking about Trump having baggage. You know, look at Biden has more baggage than the Kardashians. I mean, I never saw a guy with so many problems.
What baggage do the Kardashians have?
Oh, they got.
I don't follow the Kardashians. I'm not keeping up with them. Go ahead.
Oh, they have 100 suitcases anytime they go anyplace. But Biden is a disaster. He's having his 80th birthday. You know, any president's having a birthday. There's a huge party, a celebration. Here, they don't even want to mention it. It's the biggest cover-up ever. They have that big G20 summit. The main event is the gala dinner, and he's the honoree. And he's too frail and feeble to go to it. How tough is it to go to sit in a chair at a dinner? He couldn't even handle that. So. This is now, a year from now, 2 years from now, and they don't have any bench. I don't know who they're going to replace him with. There's nobody on that bench that has a shot.
Joe Concha, what's your analysis? Where are we now? This is maybe the one election in my life that I look at, and I can't answer questions. I can't explain some things away. And Newt Gingrich actually said it pretty well when he said, this is the first time I got to rethink every single election model I've ever known my entire career. I mean, if he's saying that, then I guess we're all in pretty good shape.
on, Mark. He's not alone, right? I mean, you looked at the historical trends here like Newt did. I'm sure he lived it. 54 seats, 1994, Bill Clinton. And the country, you can make an argument, was in better shape because how could it possibly be worse than ours is in right now in terms of inflation and crime and the border and education and foreign policy? So everything lined up for Republicans in this election. Far better for them than even in 1994, and Clinton lost 54 seats. In 2010, Barack Obama loses 63 seats. Again, you didn't have a wide-open border like we have now. You didn't have inflation at over 8%. You didn't have crime as rampant as it is now, and so on and so forth. And the guy still lost 63. So the logical thing here was, well, given the conditions on the ground, can Republicans at least pick up 20, 30 seats? That's considered a wave. I don't blame anybody who came to that conclusion. But now, post-election, when we're doing the autopsy, Sean, I think that we see that neither party is really trusted to solve these problems. And that's why we have a split decision in government where you have Republicans have the House, but only by a little bit. And Democrats have the Senate, but only by a very, very little bit. And then you have an unpopular president in the White House. Nobody is winning right now. The question is, who has the winning message to bring voters from one side over to the other and bring it home? We'll have to see. I'm out of the predictions business. That I know, 731 days away from an election. I ain't saying anything in terms of what I think is going to happen because no one knows.
One thing we can say, and I had a caller earlier in the program say this, it doesn't matter who the Republicans put up. They're going to be turned into Lucifer by the time they're done. They're going to be, you know, just the embodiment of pure evil. This is one thing I've never understood about, for example, and I mentioned this earlier as well, about Liz Cheney, for example, Mark Simone. Look at what Darth Vader, you know, he was a war criminal. He was a murderer. He was a crook with Halliburton. And I would think that Liz Cheney might have some level of understanding about the people that she ended up partnering with. But apparently I was wrong.
No. Even like Ron DeSantis, all those same people, 2 minutes ago they were telling he's a right-wing extremist, anti-gay, no masks, no vaccines. They hated him. Now they love him. You know who's always wrong? I always use them as the reverse barometer. The big donors, whoever they want, is always the loser. They're the ones that gave you Jeb and Romney and McCain and the big Steve Schwartzman, the big hedge fund donors. Now they're trying to get rid of Trump. So these oligarchs.
By the way, so everybody understands, all these billionaires that he's rattling off are all friends with Mark Simone.
They're friends of yours.
They're not friends of mine. Anyway.
Well, again, more proof. They're always wrong. They always back the wrong guy. So don't listen to them.
You know, that's the one thing that I have faith in. Yeah, all right, I'm staying on my theory of accelerated migration. I'll give you the first crack at it, Joe Concha, and that is that, okay, accelerated migration, accelerated because people got fed up with these shutdowns, fed up with their kids being, you know, homeschooled or on Zoom school, and they wanted their kids in in-person learning, and they didn't want their kids' education to be set back at all. They wanted lower taxes, better weather, more freedom. And you see a migration out of California for the first time in 175 years. They're losing population. They've always gained population. You see Texas is taking in massive amounts of people every single year. People are moving to the Carolinas. They're moving to Tennessee. And on average, 850 people are now making Florida their home every day. They're moving to the state of Florida.
It's remarkable, right? Because you're right about that. And the thing is, Mark brought up before, who is on the Democratic bench that could come forward if Joe Biden doesn't run? And you keep hearing the name Gavin Newsom, governor, California, over and over again. And then you say, okay, what's his bumper sticker going to look like? I'll do to America what I did to California? And if it comes down to somehow one governor versus another, because governors run their states like countries, and you have a DeSantis-Newsom matchup, so if the choice comes down to, would I rather live in Florida that has no income tax, and or I could live in California, which has the highest income tax in the country, 13.3% state income tax, or they have the highest poverty rate in the country, a homeless problem that's completely out of control, and a governor that's welcoming illegal immigrants into the country by saying, I'm going to give you free health care. That's one choice. Or you could go to Florida, where, again, you have a governor that's pushing back against teachers' unions as far as the parental rights bill that he passed that the media tried to smear as a don't-gay-say-gay bill, and DeSantis basically retorted. Barkley punched him back in the face over that one, and now everybody loves that bill in that state. And on and on in terms of the way DeSantis runs the state or Newsom, if that's the binary choice, guess who wins that fight based on the issues? And that's what would happen if you had DeSantis versus Newsom.
Wins the fight, but Mark Simone, if I'm right, and all these people that are leaving New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, going to the East Coast of Florida or Central Florida, and everyone in Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana going to the West Coast of Florida or Central Florida, the ones fed up with the lockdowns and high taxes and cold weather, and their baby boomers now retiring, and they said, you know what, I was going to leave later, but I'm leaving right now, and they're leaving in droves. Doesn't it make those states bluer? Doesn't it make it more difficult for a Republican to win the presidency?
Absolutely. That's what happened in New York. You know, I'm not that upset because I bought a lot of stock at U-Haul before the election. This is great for people moving out.
By the way, Mark's not kidding. I guarantee you he did. Did you? I bet you did, didn't you?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Yep. By the way, that sounds like a yes. What do you say, Joe Concha?
Absolutely. Simone, he's got his hands in everything. There is something going on here, and that's why he's Mr. New York. You can't be Mr. New York without making some good investments.
All right, without taking your time, Mark, if you rent a U-Haul in California and you take it to Texas, you're going to pay over $3,000. If you take it from Texas to California, take it back, you're going to pay about $400, and you probably can negotiate a lower price because you're doing U-Haul a favor, because that's where they're making the money in the other direction.
Well, I'm not kidding. You actually can't get a U-Haul right now in New York City. There's like a waiting list of weeks. You can't get a moving van right now. They're all with everybody leaving. Hey, the other, you know, Florida, 1 minute after the polls closed, they had the, here's the results, done. California, they won't have the results till Christmas at least. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that. And you get DeSantis, not even an empty suit. This guy's like a chalk outline. There's like nothing there.
Yeah, well, seems like it. What you play, Mark Simone, you're Mr. New York. You'd never leave New York, would you?
No, it's still great. You love New York.
No, I don't love New York. You're wrong. I hate New York. There's more crime. There's more. It's filthy, dirty. You know, I can't walk 5 feet without smelling weed. You got more people being thrown in front of trains. You can't go below ground without putting your life in jeopardy. Then you've got the knockout game is back, and nobody seems to care. They still have the idiotic no bail laws. Why would you want to stay there?
Well, I'm not nominating you for the Chamber of Commerce. More crime?
And then the taxes, Mark. You like money.
Well, it is expensive here, but you get what you pay for. There's more going on. There's more restaurants, concerts, fun. Everything's going on here.
And girls, by the way. I mean, there are some very nice girls to have nice conversations with.
Well, Miami is known to have quite a roster there, too.
There you go. Mark is an eligible bachelor, so maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know, and I don't even want to know. I'm afraid to ask. I really am. Joe is even afraid to ask, and Joe will ask any question.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, well, departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
All the breaking news for the analysis to help you make sense of it all. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we continue with Joe Concha and Mark Simone. We'll get to your calls at the bottom of the half hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program.
Sean, to push back a little on your migration theory, don't you think Democrats are sick of being in those states too? I mean, everybody feels crime and inflation. It can't just be a Republican thing, right?
You know, interestingly, the people that are leaving, they're tired of the shutdowns. They're tired of high taxes. They're tired of high crime. They're tired of woke education. These are very specific things that are happening and at an accelerated pace in these blue states. So I think they're escaping all of that. And that's why, you know, Florida is going to be more red. The Carolinas will be more red. That's why Texas is more red. Governor Abbott won by double digits also. I mean, there's something to all of this. Now, you got to tell me what Republican and how that Republican is going to win Michigan. How are you going to win Wisconsin? How are you going to win Pennsylvania? I mean, it just is getting harder, and the math was hard to begin with.
And that's the thing, right? You have to thread this perfect needle now, because it used to be Georgia and Arizona were a given, right? Those are red states. Okay, we have those, but we have to win that blue wall like Trump did in 2016, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. And if you lose one of those, basically it's over. So that's a very good question, and that's the thing now. Republicans, you got to be perfect or else you're not going to win these elections, and that means putting up, you know, the perfect candidate. The question is, who's that going to be? Will it be Trump, DeSantis, somebody we're not even talking about? I mean, all I know is in 2006, your front runners for the 2008 nominations were Rudy Giuliani and Hillary Clinton. Right? So
no,
for 2014,
I mean, that's such a good point.
It was Jeb and it was Hillary on the other side. In other words, to predict these things 2 years out, it's been a fool's errand and we should stop immediately. I am.
All right. Well, an inside straight is what whoever the candidate is, it's an inside straight or a royal flush. Is that what it's going to take, Mark Simone?
Well, here's one thing. You've got to get the rules back to normal. This early voting. Pennsylvania, yeah. A million votes came in before anybody saw Fetterman's debate. New York, a million votes came in before they saw any debate. Got to get the rules back to what they were. If you change the rules, you're going to change the outcome.
Tell me how that's going to happen in those states. Tell me the way to make that happen.
Well, that's the problem. You got these Democratic governors and George Soros, besides putting in those horrible DAs, put in a lot of crazy secretaries of state who allow this stuff to go on. And I don't know how we're going to fix that. It's got to be fixed, though.
I think, guys, you got to embrace the rules. You got to then just tell people to start voting early, because Democrats are getting a 5-week head start, and then we're confining the votes to just one day. Just, all right, if those are the rules, then play by them and try to exploit them just like Democrats have.
I said the same thing earlier, and I think some people get mad when I say it, but if that's the system and we're stuck with it, my system would be day of voting, with exceptions for the military and the elderly and infirmed and people that will be genuinely away on business or whatever. But you have partisan observers watching the voting in every precinct, and they watch every precinct count the votes, paper ballots, photo ID, and you're off to the races. Now, in New York, you don't need a photo ID. I'm sure you voted Mark Simone. Did they ask for your ID? They didn't ask for mine.
Well, I don't mind the early voting for a few days, but it's got to be in an official government place with all the stuff you just said. No mail-in ballots, none of that stuff. That's got to stop. IDs, everything.
But again, New York's never going to fix it. These states are not giving in. Democrats don't want any ID, but they only want ID when you go to the Democratic National Convention, or if you want to visit your elected official in Washington, you need an ID for that. Anyway, appreciate you both. Mark Simone, thank you. Joe Concha, thank you. We'll hit the phones next. 800-941-SEAN, our number. We'll continue. All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, toll free. It's 800-941. Sean, you want to be a part of the program. Let's get to our phones. The free state of Florida, Josh is standing by. Josh, where in Florida are you?
Hey, how's it going, Sean? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Where are you? Are you from Florida originally?
No, sir. I'm from Alabama. I'm in the military.
Oh, well, thank you for serving your country. God bless you, and thanks for all you do for us.
My pleasure.
What's on your mind today?
I just wanted to bring up, I'm sick and tired of hearing about how we've got this 50-50 split in the Senate, because it's not. It's right now, it's 49-48-2. We got two independents over there that are, you know, they're pretending to be something they're not. And I don't know how the Republicans continue to let these guys play these games and call, you know, pretend to be independents, but then play Democrat when it suits their needs.
What, are you talking about Bernie Sanders being an independent? if they're caucusing with the Democrats, then they're basically a Democrat.
Well, what I don't understand is how do you caucus with somebody that you're not a part of? You know, I look at somebody like Rand Paul. Rand Paul knows he's not going to get anywhere in the Senate as a Libertarian. So he joined the Republican Party. Great. He's on the team. You know, so
yeah.
You play on
Rand Paul is a conservative / libertarian, no doubt about it. And, you know, I agree with a lot of what he says. Rand Paul's a, you know, him winning was a big win. We don't talk about these other races we won that we knew we would win. John Kennedy in Louisiana and Chuck Grassley in Iowa and Marco Rubio down in Florida. I mean, those were all important races, too.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just, you know, like Rand Paul, though, back to him. You know, he knows he needs to be a Republican to be successful. So he joined the Republican Party, and, you know, he governs with libertarian principles. That's great. But why do we keep letting these independents get away with pretending that they're something they're not? You know, shouldn't they be forced to join the Democratic Party if they're going to caucus with the Democrats?
No, listen, I think everybody gets their individual vote. You know, who do they want to caucus with? That's up to them. You may not know this about me, but I'm not registered as a Republican. Did you know that?
Oh, you brought it up on the show before.
I'm a conservative. When I voted in New York on Election Day, you know, a week and a day ago, I voted straight ticket Conservative Party. It just happened that people that were Republicans and people on the conservative line, it was all the same people. That happens a lot. New York allows a lot more parties. And I want to keep the Conservative Party viable in the state of New York. A guy by the name of Mike Long, who recently passed away, was a great guy. And he fought really hard for many, many years to keep the conservative ticket around because he was trying to get New York Republicans to be a little more conservative. And he was successful in a lot of ways.
Yeah, but
anyway, I hope that answers your question, my friend. Appreciate it. Linda in Arizona. What's up, Linda? How are you? Glad you called.
I am so excited to talk to you, Sean. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for checking in.
I live in the very inept ballot counting Maricopa County, and I have worked this campaign for quite some time. I worked on the day outside, not inside the polls. And I'm telling you, I live in a little town called Queen Creek, which is east of Phoenix. But we had two polling places in one area. We went through thousands of papers to give to the folks standing in line, and we had lines all day long to the point of wrapping around both buildings. And
now, did you have tabulator problems in your location?
Not in the beginning, but in the end we did. And when they say 20-25%, it got up to more like 40%. We had people coming that had tried to vote at other areas and gave up. But
how long were people waiting on Election Day to get inside? And at what time during the day did the tabulators that tabulate? Linda makes fun of me because I have no idea what a tabulator is.
But you know what it is now. You've grown. You've prospered.
I've grown. Yeah, okay.
This experience has given you knowledge.
The dictionary definition is a tabulator is something that tabulates.
Machine that tabulates. And I actually screenshot that and sent it to you so you knew I wasn't just breaking.
Send me the definition. You did. All right, but so this went on. So people would go vote in one precinct, then the tabulators didn't work. Then they would go over to your precinct. About what time during the day did your tabulators start acting up?
It was about mid-afternoon.
Okay. Now, at that point, how long would it take somebody in line to have to wait to vote? And did many people use what they call drawer three, where they would fill out their ballot and stick it in another place with the promise that it would be counted without being tabulated?
Yes, the one building had the problem, and so that wait time was much longer. It was over an hour, but they were long lines, and they got longer and longer.
And did people leave? Did you see people say, forget this, I'm not waiting 2 hours, I got to pick up my kids from school or whatever?
No, I didn't see anybody, you know, leaving, but yes, they did use that, you know, slot number three. But our local council member at the very end, we had lines at 7 o'clock, and, there again, they were coming out saying, you know, how much time before the polls closed, but they didn't add if you were in line. you still got to vote. We had to go and, you know, tell them. You know,
so at some point, at seven, once the polls closed, if you were in line, you were able to vote. But then any new person that wanted to vote was turned away.
Yes, they went out with a little sign that they put at the end at 7 o'clock so nobody else could get in line. But we went well past 8 o'clock voting in our area. But yeah, they're just now, and you know, interestingly, they're just now getting to those number three box ballots. And when Miss Katie Hobbs made her, you know, acceptance silly little speech, there were still 48,000 ballots out. And we are to this day, until 5 o'clock today, still curing ballots. And we have done over 4,000. And the county is not making it easy to get these ballots cured.
Why not?
It's really disgusting. Well, people, they, you know, people call, they tell them to go online, take a picture of your driver's license and do all this stuff. And they do it. And then somebody, it doesn't get knocked off our list. Somebody goes back and they said, well, we already did it. So we check. It doesn't show their ballot, you know, being voted. So it's gotten to,
you know, look,
you just can't trust our government.
Anybody that was watching this unfold, yet with all due respect to your state, I love people in Arizona. But if you can't watch this and realize we've got a major problem out there, then you're just not being fair. You're not being objective. Every other state, 46 states got it done on time, properly, without integrity questions or confidence in the results of problems. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thanks for participating in this, Linda. I'm sure you volunteered hours and hours of your time. And so many I can tell you the poll workers where I go, they're just the nicest people in the world, and they do it for free, and they do it because they love their country and they want to help. Dan in Alabama. What's up, Dan?
How are you, Sean?
I'm good, my friend. What's going on with you?
Well, I was listening to your discussion yesterday of the new Congress and how you expected the House to conduct some much-needed investigations at some of the things that have happened in the last 2 years specifically, and beyond that for COVID and some other things. And what I wanted to say is I just don't see much happening there. I mean, we barely have control of the House. The Senate will not support any investigations. The media certainly won't. They'll just call it a witch hunt. And the Biden Justice Department certainly isn't going to indict anybody. So, you know, I don't see the action that you expect, and I don't know what good it would do if it happened.
So we should just drop the whole idea of the origins of the COVID-19 virus and the NIH.
I really wanted you to comment on is, what could the House do better to make this actually effective, as opposed to just some sound and fury that nobody will pay much attention to?
Look, these investigations usually take a lot of time. The power of subpoena and the power of chairmanships are very meaningful. That's why Republicans winning the House is a big deal. Then it's the power of the purse that they'll be able to use as well. And hopefully what they're doing is they're setting the stage for a time when, you know, we'll have all this information, and then the country can see the things that we've known about for a long time. I doubt most people know that NIH money, that's Fauci's NIH, you know, gave money to another group, Eco Alliance, that gave money to the Wuhan Virology Lab. And everybody knew damn well that that lab was involved in coronavirus research and gain of function research. You know what? But we were lied to about it. And in the end, our tax dollars may have contributed to the creation of COVID-19. We need to know the answer to that. You know, as far as Hunter Biden's laptop, well, we do know that he implicates his father many, many times. And that Joe Biden told one massive lie repeatedly, that he had no knowledge or discussions with his son Hunter about his foreign business dealings. We now have pictures of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden with Hunter's foreign business associates. And now we've been able to even take it a step further. We have the quid pro quo in Ukraine. We have the Kazakhstan money for the sports car. We have the $3.5 million from the former first lady of Moscow. And then an additional $100 million investment in real estate ventures of Hunter and company. We have the the testimony of Tony Bobulinski that'll hopefully be paid attention to at some point. And then we've got this whole $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China and a $5 million no interest forgivable loan that was given to the Bidens also. Now, I will tell you this, if Republicans are able to prove all of that, I think it'll have a profound impact on the public. And, you know, hopefully it'll bear fruit in the end. But with that said, we didn't get what we wanted out of, you know, the Durham investigation, for example. Anyway, I hope that answers your question. It's a big deal. It'll unfold. Once you see Nancy Pelosi have to hand over that gavel, it's going to be a moment you're going to be pretty happy about. That I can guarantee. All right, we have time for one more call. Doug in Los Angeles. Doug, how are you?
I'm very good, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say I'm one of those independent voters that the GOP needs to woo every election. And if you decide to have a town hall asking indies what they think of the midterms, I'll buy my own ticket to be there. Okay. But what I wanted to ask you about today is the EIA, the Energy Information Administration website, clearly shows the withdrawals from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and the sales to China. And the last 8 months, we have taken 143.3 million barrels out of the Strategic Oil Reserve. And we have sold 142.9 million barrels of oil to China. And it seems like you're the
I didn't know it was that high. When we reported it, it was a much lower number. But the idea that we're selling any oil to China when we're in desperate need of it makes no sense at all whatsoever. So I'll look up the information myself. I didn't know. I've not seen a number that high, but if you can direct us where we can find that information, I promise you I'll be all over it.
I would be glad to send it to your producers. And right now for the there's only data available through August. 99.7% of the oil taken out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve has been exported to China. It's almost 100%.
So if in fact, if that's true, you know, my rationale, my belief was Joe is, you know, compromising national security by going into the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. But I always saw it as a means to an end. And the, you know, he depleted half of it. It's the lowest level in 50 years. And I thought it was to increase the world supply in the lead up to the election and artificially reduce prices. So we could say, see, prices are going down because, you know, all these Republicans that say gas prices are too high, they're wrong. They're wrong. Everything was temporary. It's all good now. But we'll look into it. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Loaded up tonight. Hope you'll join us. Jim Jordan is going to check in with us. Kevin McCarthy will talk about the battle for leadership in the House of Representatives. NATO on high alert after this missile strike in Poland, although Joe Biden's out there saying, oh, it's unlikely the missiles fired into Poland came from Russia. Where'd they come from, Joe? Where do you think they came from? Anyway, Oliver North will join us for that. Michael Waltz will join us on that issue as well. There's an update, more confusion over this NBC Paul Pelosi story. We'll find out what that's all about. Kellyanne Conway, Joe Concha. And 4 Iowa students brutally murdered. We'll get into this story. How does this happen? More often than not, it is just sad. Pam Bondi and much, much more. 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox. Hope you'll join us. We'll see you then. Thank you for making this show possible.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. GoldCo is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.